That shit's no good. It's just it rots on the bottom, Eddie.
What?
Gatorade?
All that shit. No, the Capri Sun and what'd you say? What else? Apple juice?
Cup of noodles.
Yeah, I don't need that shit.
What do you got against cup of noodles?
Nothing. China made.
They're not China made.
It's just stuff China. That's just China. That's the Chinese terror.
Made in L.A.
Is it cheap? It's cheap terror. Made in L.A.
Yeah.
Maybe Koreatown. Made in L.A. Yeah,
the opinions you hear are those of Steve and Steve only, not the M25 show. Eddie and I, we love a cup of noodles.
I think a cup of noodles is made in L.A. They don't come from China.
So a bunch of Chicanos made it?
It may have originated in China, but
no, I think the Chinese created it, but the Cholos made it famous in jail.
Cholos,
or whatever call them. What did I call them before? Cholos and the what did I say before? Well, you know what I mean.
No. Greasers and the Socs.
No, the Cholos. You're getting it because when they're in jail, they make that spread with the ramen. You know how they put all that shit together and make a big old shit spread?
Salmon.
Huh?
Salmon? Is that what you said?
No, they make a thing called a spread where they use cup of noodles as the base. Where they get their commissary and they just order a bunch of shit.
You've been watching too many weird movies.
That's what they do. They put it in a big bag, and then they put the ramen in it to keep it together, and then they put hot water, and they let it sit for a minute. And then when it's done, they open the bag, and all the cholos and the paisanos, they all sit at a table with a spoon, plastic spoon, and they eat off the plastic bag.
You speaking from experience here or something? Because this sounds so weird to me.
Spread. I think he's thinking of Pruno, not spread.
No, that's a spread. Pruno's different. That's when he's thinking when they get all that fruit and jelly, and then they put it in the plastic bag and they hide it in the little vent for months.
Eddie, he's thinking of his time in the Tijuana prison. You know, that's why he didn't go back to Mexico.
Oh,
I'm just trying to tell you, nobody listened to me.
Nope, nobody listens to you.
Spread.
All right, let's go here. Ready? Okay, let's get this show started.
Good thing I'm recording that.
3 minutes late.
Selfie.
Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up. About what you ate. I don't care about political tastes.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve. And we're off to a good start today, guys. Yeah, I just got to tell you this.
Hey, Eddie didn't have his headphones on.
I had to get some coffee.
It looks like we
know what's in that cup, Eddie. Shut up.
It looks like our mainstream right now is only on YouTube.
All right, good.
There's an issue on Facebook, so...
Did we get banned again?
No. Why would we?
That it wasn't called Facebook no more.
We're not in the metaverse.
We had a post taken down from our guest this week on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. Fitness model Wendy. I posted a promo post, and they took it down. So I had to put up new picture. I don't know which one it was. I posted the same one on Facebook and they left it up. So it's usually the opposite. Facebook usually takes stuff down. But there's on the streaming thing, there says there's an error that has occurred. It's usually temporary. It says wait and try again. So I'll keep trying to load it and see if it kicks it on. If not, everybody's going to have to go to YouTube to watch the show.
Well, I'm on YouTube, and we're not there, so.
We're not on YouTube either?
Yeah, let me look at my subscription. Sorry, there we are.
What is going on today?
It didn't come up on our main feed.
How many feeds do we got?
On my YouTube main feed, you know, where I shows all my videos, subscriptions, how to go to the actual subscription tab.
Okay. Well, this isn't going to hold me back here, hold us back. Look at these things happen. Eddie was talking about this rock singer girl. Mm-hmm. The band, what is the band called?
Something Brass.
Yeah, Brass Against. Her name is Sophia Yurista. During a live show, she apparently had to go to the bathroom. She had to pee.
She relieved herself.
And she called a fan. I guess there was a super fan out there. And she called him up. They said, hey, get up here. So he got up on the stage. And he laid down. And she actually dropped her pants and her underwear and peed on his face in front of a live show. She later apologized. The band actually apologized later on social media. And then she came out later and apologized and said, sometimes, you know, she gets a little out of hand, but this time she went a little too far.
A little.
You think?
And I actually posted that on our, what is that we do? A group meet just between us, mm-hmm. the MT5 gut crew, so you guys could see it. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I did. I saw it.
Man, she must have really had to go because she really.
I think she was holding it in for a while, and she just had to go.
I thought it was fake because when she finally peed, it was like, holy mackerel! She's got a big bladder.
She's been holding it for a while.
I guess so. I guess she could have told the band, "Hey, why don't you all play an instrumental, you know, or something? I'll be right back," and she can go to the bathroom. But she was really going nuts. Did you see that, Alberto?
I've heard the story. I haven't seen the video.
Oh, well, that's why I posted it, so you guys could see it. You know, do your homework so when we talk about it on the show.
Yeah, I saw it.
Because everything gets posted there, we talk about on the show.
Most of the time.
Well, yeah, when you post something, you know, when somebody else posts something, that just gets ignored.
Didn't the guy throw...
What are you talking about gets ignored? We read it. What do you want us to do? Start blowing up balloons and shit?
I don't post the video. Bring it up on the show.
Okay, so what we're going to do for now...
Did that guy catch it in a bottle?
No, he caught it on his face.
He caught it in his mouth.
No, I thought he caught it in a bottle and then threw it to the crowd. Threw it in the crowd.
No, Eddie, I don't know what video you're watching. There's probably some other fetish stuff you've been watching. Eddie, don't be sharing that with the listeners here, please.
What'd you think about the music, their music?
It was all right. It was kind of rock. Well, it was weird. It was kind of rock and roll, but then it had all the horns in the back, all that.
The trombone and the...
Yeah. I guess that's where the name comes. What was the name again?
Brass something.
Brass skin? Is that what you said?
Brass against, yes.
It's kind of like a rock and roll, hard rock and roll with brass horns behind them.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
You see that guy playing the trombone back there, and then she squats on that guy's head. Mm-hmm. He's trying to still blow on the horn, and his eyeballs are all bugged out.
If I had to take a peek at her crack, huh?
I don't know. I think he was more amazed that she did that in front of everybody.
I think I heard he volunteered. He wanted to go up there.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
So he raised his hand and he wanted to go up there. She said, all right, get up here. And then after she peed all over his head, then she's all right, get off here, fucker.
Yeah, but he knew what he was going up for, right? It wasn't like a surprise. Yeah. Okay.
No, he knew because he still stayed there. He didn't move. She squatted right over his head and then she started going and then he just was like I don't know, I guess he was enjoying, maybe he was a fan of her, I don't know.
You think he drank some of it?
I don't know about that, Eddie. You'd have to talk to him.
He got a sip.
Oh my god, that's crazy. I guess you really have to like somebody to go through that.
Yeah.
Well, what about you, Steve? What if Keith Richards at the Rolling Stone show told you, hey, Steve, come up on stage. I'm going to piss on you. Would you do it?
Hey, I'm a fan, but can't you use like a woman I'm a fan of or something?
I don't know any women you're a fan of. I know you're a Stone fan.
Well, no, I wouldn't. Sorry. I mean, I wish you would have picked like a beautiful woman or something, and I'd be like, oh, man.
There are no beautiful women rockers.
Sure, there is.
Pat Benatar or Blondie?
like today?
Yeah.
or in the prime.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's about, pretty hot back in the 80s.
What about
Honey was, I don't know about the face. That's pretty bad. I mean, what happens if you like start laughing and it goes down the wrong pipe and everything?
It goes Lopez. Down your nose.
Oh man, Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if I'm into that kink like you. I just maybe I don't know about that. That's people are into that, I guess. Right? They're into.
I guess so. Apparently.
I don't know. I hate to be talking about this before our guest comes on, because she's probably going, oh Lord.
Think See, he got Eddie, paid?
Why did you have to bring this up before the show?
I brought it up before the show. You brought it up during
the
show.
I know you did, and that's why I kind of carried it on.
People don't know what we do before the show until they hear the podcast.
What happened?
You think they paid that guy?
No.
No?
He got an autographed guitar. You know, it's kind of like at the baseball game, you know, like if you get, you know, the bat goes in the stands. You know, they offer people some, you know, something for it back.
You should have got her panties or something, huh?
I don't understand. I don't think he got anything, because the way she talked to him after.
She didn't even wipe, huh?
She no, Eddie, I don't think. Of course she didn't wipe.
She used the shirt.
Oh, did she? Yeah, she put the shirt down over the puddle after she kicked the guy off the skates.
Yeah.
she put a little shirt over the puddle, and then she continued on.
Like
the
Shamwell.
Oh man, I actually tried to get in touch with them to see if she wanted to come on the show, but we haven't heard back nothing yet.
Yeah, get in line, Steve. I'm sure there's a lot of people who want to talk to them.
Probably.
What if she says, "I'll come on if I can do it to you too"?
Why is there always something that has to be done like that to people come on the show?
I'm just saying.
That's a kind of guess no, your
I,
track.
I couldn't do that. If I would, she's a good-looking woman. If I would let her, I would wear like a big old you know how the scuba people wear the
snorkel
when they go underwater? I'd wear that whole getup.
A snorkel?
Snorkel, eye goggles, all that stuff.
Wetsuit.
Wetsuit, all the way down to my toes. Just in case she's held it for way too long. No, but she's a good-looking woman. I saw her. She's a good-looking woman. She's for a front woman for a band. She's I don't know what word could I use. She's I can see being attractive that way too. You know,
attractive,
she's flamboyant. Yeah. So I mean, I don't know about peeing on me, but she's flamboyant. Where you know, hey, she's pretty cool. But yeah, I'd have to wear a full wetsuit to let her do that to me.
At least she didn't crap on him, huh?
Eddie, shut up. Okay, that's enough. That's getting out of hand. We got a fitness model coming on, Eddie. Her fans don't want to hear about crapping and all that.
Don't worry, they're not here yet. About
healthy stuff. Eddie, you eat healthy, don't you?
Yes, I try.
The Budweiser and everything that you do.
Eddie does the Bud Light, you know, like he's being healthy.
Oh, that's right. You switched to Bud Light, now you're good, right?
Michelob Ultra.
We're gonna ask Wendy if beer is good. Hey, I thought beer is supposed to be good as long as you don't drink it like an alcoholic.
Yeah, it's good for you because it's got wheat and wheat and barley
and oats.
It's good for you. It's just you can't overdo it, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna ask Wendy. Maybe she could give us. Maybe moderation. She'll give us the okay to go ahead and start chugging. You know, because when somebody tells you it's okay, then you do it, you know?
Yeah, doctor tells you it's okay.
Yeah, because Eddie, you know how you've been hiding a lot drinking because you don't want people thinking that you're, you know, having a little bit of a problem.
I enjoy a beer every once in a while.
Eddie, you're always cracking a beer open before the show and you try to hide it and you can't.
Hide it?
That's not very good, Eddie. Me and Alberto, we're going to have, what is that called, Alberto, when you corner somebody and talk to them?
Intervention.
Yeah, we're going to have intervention with you, but we'd end up sitting drinking with you, so we didn't do it.
Eddie would wear us down, you know.
Yeah, Eddie would wear us down to get us drinking.
Well, you know, usually you need to have that, you know, trained counselor, but we weren't going to pay for that, and then we just, you know what, nah.
That's not worth it.
If we lose,
alcoholic is enough for the show.
If we lose Eddie to alcohol, you know, we'll just find another, you know, co-host.
I don't drink before 12.
We'll bring back Will.
You don't drink before 12. In what time zone?
12 noon. After 12 noon.
I'm very disappointed in this. Our streaming service in Facebook is not. Oh, it's spinning, so maybe it's going to click on. Okay, while it's working. Oh, we're on now.
Are we?
Just before Wendy's coming on, Facebook let us back on. Now, see, I'm very proud of Facebook because there was this picture of Wendy that I posted, and I don't know if she was on all fours or something. It was a very, very seductive picture. And I think that's the one Instagram kicked our promo post off as one of them was she was on all. I don't know if she's on all fours, but it was a nice picture. But Facebook left it and Instagram kicked us off. So I'm very thankful for Facebook because they're usually really giving us a hard time.
Aren't they owned by the same person?
Oh, they are, huh? Well, maybe it slipped by. It slipped by on Facebook.
Zuckerberg was on vacation that week.
I guess so.
Day.
I guess
he was having a day off with the kids, and you know, we just
yeah, he was doing the Instagram watch that day. He wasn't watching Facebook.
No, what they call them, the Sentinels? You know, like you know, in the old army camps, you know, they would be on watch all night. He was watching the Instagram tired. Camp.
Yeah, he's tired, you know. Okay, we're gonna get our guest out, Wendy. She's been in the. She's got the big American flag behind her, Alberto. I think you're gonna like her. She's just like you. Yeah, you got all those flags. She's got one big flag behind her. We love America, right, Eddie?
Yes, we do.
Remember when Eddie was having a hard time?
That's not what we heard on the pre-show.
Yeah, oh, come on.
Eddie finally came around that you're back in the USA, right?
Reluctantly.
Never left.
Eddie takes off his shirt. He has a big old tattoo of the Mexican flag.
Oh no! Okay, let's. Hopefully, you're hairy so you can grow over that thing. You know, so
no tattoos. I don't have any tattoos.
Right.
That we know.
All right, Wendy is a fitness coach and a model, and she's a lot of things. Eddie, we're gonna get her out here, and she can tell us all about herself. So let's see here. Let's bring out Wendy. Hello, Wendy.
Hello, guys.
Good
You're
morning.
Just in time because Facebook just let us back on. So if you have any listeners that we're going to tune in, they're good to go now. So
there we go. Awesome. Yeah.
And I know you probably have some on that are going to be watching on YouTube because Instagram is we promote our YouTube channel. So they'll probably be watching through the YouTube.
Okay.
But how are you doing, Wendy?
Good. I'm doing good. Yeah.
Okay, we have Eddie up here on top. We have Alberto next to you on the bottom, and I'm on top of you where I should be. And I'm going to blow you up here so you are the solo. There you go. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, first of all, for coming on the show. Very sweet of you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And I apologize for Eddie, first of all, for bringing up the rock singer girl that we had to discuss before you came on. I apologize, but once he got me going, I couldn't stop.
Always something interesting.
Okay, so Wendy, fitness coach?
Right, yeah.
I seen your abs. Holy mackerel. I almost said your abs. Everybody listen, abs.
Eddie. Washboard abs?
Yes, she's got some crazy abs, Eddie. Mm-hmm. If you were on Instagram, you'd be able to see those things. But yeah, is it... Okay, is it true that some people are just built to have abs like that?
Yes and no. I'm definitely not built to have those abs. Genetically, I don't look anything like my family.
Oh.
Part of that. But yeah, I mean, there's people that have them all year round, no matter what. And they're like, just, they don't have to. I mean, they'll be pretty honest. I've met some people on stage, some other bodybuilders, and they're really honest. They're like, you know what? I genetically got these abs. So they're really humble about it. It's pretty fun.
So they just have them, right?
Well, no, I mean, they definitely work for them still in the sense that they have to, because abs are not just built in the gym. They're also built in the kitchen in a sense. So if you don't have, like, there's lots of people who have great abs probably if they work out, but they just have fat layers over it. So, you know, you can't see them.
That's so me, then, Steve.
So then it's really not true that that people... Okay, so if you're not, I guess genetically, have them and you say you work out like all the time and you never get them. That's what I'm talking about. And then some people, they don't even work out and they got them.
Yeah, yeah. There are those. There's always outliers in every arena of everything. I mean, you know, there's the people that are great basketball players and never really, they don't care. You know, you have to have the heart and the drive, and the if you have the heart, the drive, and the body that was made for that, man, you're one of those few.
So for you, you have to work hard to get them.
Yeah, mine's consistency. I've been an athlete my whole life, so. I took off about 6 weeks for each pregnancy that I had. Other than that, I've been an athlete since I was four. So it's consistency.
Oh, wow. So, you have kids.
I do. Three.
How many kids? You have three kids.
Yes. Wow.
And you got Eddie, that body of hers is solid. I'm complimenting you because it's, I don't think you even have an ounce of fat on you. It's just solid. She's got a nice body.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie's speechless over there. But no, I'm just complimenting you that, a lot of people try to work hard to get a nice body like that. So compliments to you. And is it working out, good eating, all that good stuff? Is that how you do it?
It's definitely combined. It's a lot of discipline. I don't think I really understood how much discipline it was that I just kind of had from growing up and different things that were, in a sense, said to me and how I was treated as a kid. Mm-hmm. And instead of internalizing that and just saying, screw y'all, I'm just whatever, I went the opposite way and said, fine, I'm going to show y'all wrong. I'm going to prove you that I can do this. So I think, you know, I definitely have a strong will and I have a lot of discipline. But until I stepped on stage and had people be like, wait, what? People didn't diet down with you. You still, you baked for your kids even while you were, prepping. How did you do that? I don't know. I'll bake a cheesecake and not eat a piece of it. So it's just discipline and want it, I guess.
Wow.
I know I'm insane. Us bodybuilders, especially the natural ones who don't do it, do it without drugs. We're a very insane breed, I think.
So you work out with straight food? Is that your fuel?
With food? Yes. Yeah. I don't do any drugs.
Oh no, I didn't. I meant like I don't know if there's like supplements or.
Oh right. Well, I mean, I do protein powder. Yeah, that's stuff. If you're gonna eat as much protein as we have to keep the muscle, you're gonna want some protein powder.
Okay, protein powder is good. Yeah. I'm gonna bring up Eddie here because I don't know if you heard earlier that. He thinks a good diet is drinking beer and stuff like that. So we're going to bring him up with some alcohol questions here.
All right,
Eddie, go ahead, Eddie.
No. Is alcohol, I mean, not to abuse it, but an occasional drink doesn't harm. It's not bad for you, right?
Eddie, just ask her what you want to ask. Can you just pound until you pass out?
No, I don't do that.
No, I mean, I have a beer once in a while. Probably a lot less than most people, but obviously a good IPA.
Wait a minute. Wendy, nothing wrong with that. She has one. She has a six pack all the time, Eddie. You see that stomach right there.
Especially an IPA. Those have a lot of alcohol. It's like 7% alcohol. So halfway through, I'm...
Oh, so if you're all cut like you are, and do you get buzzed faster?
Yes, a half a glass of wine and half a beer. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, wow. No.
I'm a cheap date.
Yeah, that's my type, Eddie. Yeah, we dinner and just a half a glass of wine. That'll do it right there. No, but seriously, your metabolism is probably faster than most. No, when you're
in
your workout,
it's kind of hard because actually once we've shredded and gotten to stage weight, which is where our lowest body fat is, our metabolism is actually extremely slow because we metabolically adapt to such a low calorie intake. So your body sort of turns off in a sense and just uses the energy to fuel the most important organs. So that's why people will slow down. That's why it gets harder and harder to lose weight as you get lower in fat, because your body literally stops doing things that it would normally do. Like, let's just say you're a fidgeter at your desk. That actually burns a lot of calories every day. Mm-hmm. But as you get lower in energy because you're eating less and you have less body fat, you're going to stop doing things like fidgeting. So you're not going to burn as many calories then. So it's actually one of the frustrating things of trying to get down to stage weight is you actually have to increase your cardio. And I've heard of contestants that will be doing cardio for 2 hours a day on top of their lifting.
Oh,
2 hours a day?
Yeah, when I was about 6 weeks out from a show, you're in the gym for 3 hours minimum.
Oh, yeah. Man. I don't know about all that, Eddie. What about you, Eddie? Is that what you do?
No.
Eddie, I think Eddie has another question for you.
Yeah, how did you get into bodybuilding? What lured you into it, the industry?
Yeah, well, being an athlete my whole life was just kind of a natural, and I had brothers, and so I was a tomboy. I totally always wanted to beat them, and I did weightlifting for a gym class my sophomore year of high school and was able to out squat the football players, so I was pretty thrilled at that.
Oh my goodness.
Because being a gymnast, you know, you had pretty nice quads. So the thing is, I wanted to continue in it, but that was in the era where it was really not the thing for women to do. It would make you bulky and it would make you manly, and it just wasn't. And I came from kind of an abusive background, and so it was definitely not allowed. So I kind of put it on the back burner, and then, you know, life happened, and well, fast forward, just it didn't happen. It wasn't kind of allowed. And about 4 years ago, I kind of realized that I didn't realize I had been being abused, because when it's not physical abuse, nobody talks about it. Mm-hmm. So mentally, psychologically, emotionally, religiously is how I was abused. And I started realizing when I was raising my kids, I'm like, why? This is normal for me to treat my kids this way. Why was I treated this way? Why did I have parents that said this to me? I would never say that to my kids. So about 4 years ago, I decided I was taking my life back and saying, screw you, to my family, which is, you know, not something you do. You honor, you respect them, you do whatever they, you know, to keep, because blood is, you know, better than anything, right? Or thicker mm-hmm. than anything. Yeah. So I kind of took that step and said, I'm claiming my life back. And one of the things I did was I said, I'm going to bodybuilding. I'm just going to do it. I'd always been an athlete through that. So I had started working at a winery about probably 6 months before I kicked my family out. And people had been coming up to me and saying, do you compete? And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I have no idea. So finally I looked into it and I'm like, oh my gosh, bodybuilding, and I want to do that. So yeah, I got a coach, and 4 months after starting, I was on stage at a natural show and I took it all. So I was like, okay, I have potential. And I think it's just because, like I said, I've been an athlete my whole life, so I have the muscle built up. And then, yeah, I actually lost muscle on my first show. I had a coach that did not know what she was doing. But I learned a lot through that. I learned a lot about my hormones. I learned a lot about nutrition, which in a sense, her bad coaching led me to what I'm doing now. I mean, it gave me the motivation to help other women and to really realize that doctors have no idea what the hell they're talking about, other than pushing pills.
There you go.
You know, it was crazy. The things that I had learned just in one nutrition class, I would go to my doctor when I had a checkup, and she's like, oh no, you can't believe that. You can't. I'm like, what do you mean I can't believe that? I'm learning the science. She's like, no, you just need to take this pill. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. You're fired.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, just do this and don't worry about it.
Right?
So
it was kind of a lifelong dream in a sense that I just had to realize my life was mine. And yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it.
I have to ask a question here. I heard you say something about you got rid of your family, or you kicked them out or something like what? I hate to bring this up, but I got to understand what's going on. Were you like living with them or vice versa? Or you just basically cut off?
Yeah, I cut them off. I came from a very religious background, which a lot of people are like, oh, what cult? And I'm like, well, Christianity. But when Christianity, you know, is turned into a law, which most religion is, it becomes very vicious and hypocritical and judgmental and demeaning. And I raised my girls to love Jesus and treat people like Jesus would. I don't teach them, I don't take them to church. And that was a big thing that my parents did not appreciate. Long story short, or maybe long story long, my dad died about 2 years before I kicked my family out. In a sense, by family, I say my mom and my brothers and extended family.
Okay.
And once he died, she just went even more crazy. So it was just, wow.
Tough.
I talk about this. No, this is fine. Everybody on my page knows this. It's not that I'm not. I like sharing my story in the sense that I think that when we share our stories, people learn from it. And if my story can help anybody, then that's the reason to tell it.
Exactly.
So when I was in college, I actually had my roommate put sticky notes on the phone to say, do not answer the phone if it's your mom. Because every time I would get a call from her, I would end up sobbing and in tears because she was just so cruel. And I did, like I said, we don't talk about mental, emotional, religious abuse. We don't, and we need to. When someone tells you you're worthless and that you're destroying the family and that you're, you know, not worth anything and you're never going to achieve anything and your dreams and goals are worthless, and those are just little things, you know, but when it's constant and they're never there to support you, you grow up thinking you're worthless. And and then religion tells you you're worthless because as a female, you have no voice and you're not allowed to say anything. You're supposed to honor your husband and it doesn't matter what he does. And I mean, I can't tell you how many women I've met over the years that, you know, their husbands have cheated on them and the church has kicked the female out. And it's just like, this is so not what it's supposed to be. And so, yeah, so the last straw for my family was I decided that I would give custody. I couldn't stand knowing that my girls didn't have anybody if I died. So we made a will so that they could have guardianship from somebody. Mm-hmm. And they were horse riding at the time. And it was two women that were lesbians. They were the most loving people I'd ever met. Out of all the times of, I mean, I was 36 at this time or 38. And they were the most loving people I'd ever met. And they loved my girls unconditionally, whereas my parents and their dad's parents did not really care about them. You know, they were, both sides were Christians. One side was a pastor's family, and yet our girls were nothing and worthless to them. So these two women took my girls under their care and loved them and treated them kindly, gave them Christmas presents. I mean, they loved them like they were their own. And so I was like, you know what? You guys get custody of my girls. Wow. And yeah, my mom found out about that because I kind of had to tell her. And yes. She's like, you know why your life is so filled with problems, Wendy? It's because you are just an evil person who's going to hell and you're taking your girls with you. And that's because you love somebody like a lesbian. And I'm just like, okay, we're done. And I'm just like, you are so anti what Christ stands for. It's ridiculous.
That's not so nice.
Yeah,
that's pretty mean.
It is. And I said to her, I said, you can have a relationship with me and my girls when you decide to say you're sorry. And mm-hmm. If you know religious people, they don't know how to say they're sorry. So I will never be talking to her again, I'm sure.
Wow. Eddie, that's pretty heavy, Eddie.
Yeah.
But it's very real. And I totally understand it. And yeah, that's tough. And, you know, so this stuff like this was going on your whole life, kind of.
Like, yeah. Yeah,
maybe not the same story, but the same, the way you were talked to and just the way you would do things in life. It had to be a certain way in their eyes, pretty much.
Yeah, it had to be their way or the highway. But again, it's, you know, I say on my Instagram all the time, it's made me who I am. So in a sense, I'm grateful.
Okay, so I'm going to change it up here before we all start crying. So would she think bad of me if I was looking at that picture of you that I posted where you're on all fours and I was so happy?
So she would think bad of me because that's why she would just continue to say you're going to hell, Wendy.
I thought it was a beautiful picture.
Anyways, I thought it was too. I love creating art.
It was art all over, Eddie. You like art, Eddie?
I'm sure it is.
You need to go to, you scroll through Instagram, go look on Wendy's page, and she's got beautiful pictures.
I'll check it out later.
And also, before I forget, I want to give a shout out to Badass American Sweethearts.
Oh, yeah. Chad is amazing.
They were very cool in sharing the post that you were going to come on our show today. Yeah. So I thought I would be
awesome.
Somewhat nice, and throw a shout out to them. So thank They're you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, nice. Wendy, with Thanksgiving coming up, do you have a cheat week or a cheat day?
You know, the thing is, if you eat the right mm-hmm. way and a healthy way, you don't actually have to. I eat everything I make at Thanksgiving. I just eat in small enough portions that, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I will indulge in my cheesecake and my pumpkin pie. I may have a piece for breakfast instead of at dinner at the end. But yeah, no, that's kind of why I got into coaching, because I wanted to teach people that, you know, it's not as hard as the world wants to make it.
It's all in moderation, right?
Yeah, it's in moderation and it's in balancing things. And mm-hmm. if you want that piece of cheesecake, fine. Just don't eat it after a meal of steak and potatoes and a huge, you know, roll. Maybe have mm-hmm. it for breakfast or something. And actually, it doesn't really matter. As long as if you want to have one big meal and that's all you want to eat in a day, go for it. Some yeah. for that.
Look at her over there. It's all hot and everything. That's one hot fitness trainer, Eddie. I would think mm-hmm. about doing this fitness training thing. Mm-hmm. Only with her, because I think she's she would really get me into it, Eddie. I think so.
She'd whip you into shape, that's for sure.
That's for sure, all right. what was I going to say about the... tell everybody first, we got a few more things to talk about, but how they can find you on your social media platforms.
Ah, so Instagram is the platform I talk to other people on. So Wendy Fitness Model is my main one. I turned my second one into a Wendy Fitness Coach, and that's where I'm going to start putting up fitness and nutrition advice and tips and tricks. And it'll still have my pictures, just probably not as risque ones. And then I have a patriotic page that's wendyfitness.model, and that I have to see that you're a patriot on your profile to let you in. I started that because Instagram shadow banned me like crazy after I supported this country and the flag. So, but that's all right. It's worth it. Facebook right now, I have just Wendy Fitness Model, and that it's a page where I take photographers and other models so that I have that connection. So basically the best place to get in touch with me and follow me to interact is Instagram. I have a Twitter, Wendy Fit Model. I have a TikTok, Wendy Fitness Model. I tried to make them all pretty much similar, the names. And then my Facebook account for the coaching is Phoenix Rising Fitness. And that's the Phoenix is pretty important to me, just because, as you sort of allowed me to talk about my past, yes. A Phoenix has to rise, has to burn first. The only way they can rise is if they burn. So it's kind of important to me that, you know, we all have shit in our life and we all come from messes. But if you want to rise, you have the opportunity.
Wow, look at her over there being all, she's seducing me, Eddie, with this talk with the Phoenix and everything. I like that Phoenix talk.
Yeah.
Everything's got to burn down, like her thighs when she's doing the squats. Everything's got to burn, right?
Got to burn, baby.
If it doesn't burn, it's not working. What's that saying? Is there a burn saying or something that rhymes? I don't know.
I don't know, but it would be good.
Make it burn, earn it to burn it or something. I don't know.
I've heard that one.
But yeah,
are you into yoga, Wendy?
I should be. I should be. I've tried a few times and I get so bored.
Really?
Oh, wow. So, yeah, look at her. Eddie, that's how fit she is. She gets bored in yoga.
Yoga's pretty intense. I guess it can be.
Maybe I should try the goat yoga, you know, so there's a bunch of cute goats.
The goat yoga? What the hell is that? The goats just hang around while you do yoga?
I don't know. Supposedly they climb on your bags and help massage your back. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
But I love animals, so how good
is that? Working out's hard enough, but then you have goats walking on your back. I don't know about that.
I don't know either.
That's funny. Let me see here. I think... I love the flag behind you.
Thank you. Yeah, I
love it. I love the American flag.
Mm-hmm. I have to go to court because I yes. am in charge now.
Yes. Good. I think everybody should have a right. And, you know, I've heard some people, it's almost like kind of weird to, like, if you know, some people hang a flag outside their house or maybe in the little planner, a little flag planner. Like, there's something wrong with this with people these days. And I don't understand that. It's almost like... There's something. Oh, hold on. I think that's Wendy calling my private phone.
Sorry. I'm sure one of my kids will get that.
I thought Wendy was calling me privately to discuss, okay, discuss some business on how to make it burn. No, but anyway, yeah, I love the flag. I have flags all over here, and I'm glad you came on and had a big flag behind you.
Oh,
Alberto here, he does all of our technical stuff. He's part of the show, of course, and he has flags all on his desk. It. And we're very patriotic, and we support that, and we support you because you don't hide it, and you're a proud American. What's wrong with being a proud American today? You're supposed to be.
We should. That is definitely what's wrong. I raised my girls to be patriots. In fact, one of my youngest daughter even came to some of the protests that I've gone to, and she actually spoke at one impromptu. I was very proud of her. Proud mom.
Listen, I think there's going to be a love connection here with me and Wendy. I love it already. She's saying all the right things. But I want to say that I've checked out all your social media sites. I didn't know you're on TikTok. You can follow us. I didn't even know you're on there.
Okay,
you
can
follow us.
It's one of those things where I started hoping, but of course they banned me as soon as I put a flag up. I have gained like 3,000 followers in like 18 hours, and then I put a flag video up and it went to 2 in a week.
Wow.
Okay, scumbag China.
Eddie, what do you think about that?
I think that's horrible.
It's not like it's even like tits and ass or nothing. It's a flag, and they're taking it. They're getting censored for it.
Exactly.
I know, right?
What happened to the good old days when they censored boobs and butt? now it's just, they don't care about that. It's a flag.
TikTok doesn't let that either. Well, at least for me, I tried even putting up a bikini one, and they're like, no. Sexual. I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Well, I got, in their defense, Wendy's a hot mama there, so you know, she get a bikini, everybody's gonna go berserker. All right, I'm gonna Eddie's got, I know he's something he's dying to ask you. I see it in his face.
No, you mentioned that your girls did horse jumping.
Yes, horse riding and jumping, and my youngest jumped with me. Yeah,
competitive.
No, it was just
for fun.
We leased horses and got to go like 4 times a week, which was a dream come true for me, especially. But my middle daughter always wanted to do horses. That was important. And then my youngest daughter loves animals like I do. So, and she's the daredevil like I am. So we were jumping bareback and it was a blast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, hold on a second here.
It's fun, huh?
Pull myself up here. Hold on. Okay. So you ride a horse too, Wendy?
I do. I mean, okay. I haven't in a couple of years, but I would love to again.
Okay, well, there's one thing that I got to see before I leave this earth is see Wendy riding a horse in slow motion. That's all I want to see before I go.
I can't, you know, it was before I actually, this is going to sound crazy, but I didn't have a cell phone until about 4 years ago.
Well,
3 years ago, I guess, because it was I homeschooled my girls and I was like, well, what do I need a phone for? You're with me all day. And it's not an expense I needed to have. So, but looking back now, I only have still pictures of us riding. And I'm like, damn, if I had a cell phone, I would have had video.
She would have had a cell phone. I would have had my dream video. Oh, Lord. Well, if you ever hop on a horse again and you happen to be thinking of me, just do a little short video because it'll make my year.
No problem.
It's too funny. Okay, well, everybody go check out Wendy on all social media platforms, she said, and I'll post them again on this comments so people can click on them easily and go check them out.
Awesome.
You'll have to send me the TikTok and the Twitter thing because I don't have those yet.
No problem.
I'll post those links too.
Okay.
And thank you again for coming on the show and sharing things that were personal. That was a very cool thing you did, and we understand that could be a hard thing to do and also make somebody stronger. And
that's the goal. I'm an open book. People ask me a question, I'll answer it because really. I just don't. We only have one life. I just don't see the point in being fake or not sharing.
Right.
I totally agree. That's why, Eddie, we only live once. So I got to ask Wendy if I could have a signed copy of that one where you're on all fours. We only live once, Eddie. You got to ask, right?
have to see which one that was. I have some in my store. I don't know if I even have that one.
Oh, don't worry. I'll send it to you. I got it. Don't worry. I saved it. I saved it. It's on my phone.
Okay. No problem.
But Wendy, thank you so much for coming on. Eddie, before Wendy goes, you sure you don't want to ask her another alcoholic question? It's your last chance.
No, not about alcohol. I just wanted to tell her to keep waving that flag.
It will be, yeah, there's no way. Until there's no breath left in me, that flag, and I stand for this country. And everybody who has served, I just thank you all so much. If anybody's listening, thank you so much. We have the freedoms we have because of you guys.
Wow, look at that picture right there. Beautiful, right behind the flag behind her. Beautiful smile. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming on. You're a friend of our show now. Anytime if you need any help with getting anything promoted, we'll do our best to help you out. And you're welcome on the show anytime. Just message us and we'll get it together again. And sorry about the pee thing before you came on, but hey.
Hey, you know, life is messy. You got to go with the punches. So
hey everybody's had some rough times in their life. This guy, I guess, he could either have a rough time or he had a good time. Who knows? But
One of the two.
Well, Wendy, how do you think you would react if you were in the audience and that happened?
I think I probably would have reacted the way I did when I was sitting back there listening to you guys. I'd be like, okay, I mean, if that floats his boat.
Hey, since you finally got a cell phone, would you pull it out and record it? Or so you could show people going, you're not going to believe what I saw.
I don't think that was recording worthy.
That would have been something heavy to see, don't you think?
Really, I'm still struggling with one.
Yes, and I almost want to say, hey, I'll send you the video to check it out, but then I look kind of weird. All right, Wendy, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a fun time with you, and you take care. Keep helping as many people as you can.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
Like I said, you're in phenomenal shape, and as talking to you now, we can see that you're a good American girl, and thank Hell you yeah. so much.
Thank you guys so
it's
much.
Like the girl next door, huh?
Oh, I wish she was. I wish she was. Imagine if Wendy was my neighbor. I'd be peeking on the fence to see if she was sunbathing every day. Even when it's raining, I'd be looking. All right, Wendy, you can tell all your fans and everything that this stream will be on YouTube. They can rewatch it anytime. It'll be on the Facebook page, too. Can we watch it anytime. Just go to the page. You can share it. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, just send me the link. I'll post it.
Oh, yeah. You just go to, you could pick it up yourself if you want. Just go to our page and just copy it. It's awesome. It's yours.
Awesome. I will do that. Okay.
Okay. All
right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Wendy, you have to let yourself out.
I see that, I think. There we go.
Oh, my God. I'm hearing something.
What?
I almost thought somebody was in here with me. I was about ready to grab a bat.
Not Nova?
No. I thought it was a human. Anyway, that was Wendy, fitness model Wendy. And make sure you go check out all her social media platforms. And Wendy Lynn. Last name spelled LYNN. Eddie, you might want to go check her out on Instagram.
Fitness model.
Man, I could have sworn I heard somebody in here.
Really?
Man, I was ready to get the bat out. What if that was a ghost? I thought I heard somebody.
Really?
Huh. I thought it was a woman. Oh, man, I'm all freaked out now. See what happens?
Unbelievable.
Heavy. Well, Eddie, I'd like to thank you for start talking about some golden showers before our guests go on. Yeah, what's the matter with you?
You're still on that?
Well, because I was thinking about it. You know, we have our guests in the waiting room, and Eddie's talking about people peeing on people's faces.
Eddie brought it up.
He did. I said, what song should we play? And you're like, oh, play that one where that girl peed on his face.
Yeah,
that
I
wasn't
did.
A song.
That might be on the pre-show on the podcast, but it wasn't on the show. So,
what song should have been called? Twinkle, Twinkle?
Tinkle, Tinkle.
Tinkle, Tinkle. Little star. Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. That's too funny. Hey, did you guys hear about You know who J.K. Rowling is?
She wrote Harry Potter.
Yes. Have you heard what's going on with her?
That's old news, man.
It's old?
Oh, man. I mean, it's been going on for at least a year.
What's going on? I don't know.
They're getting together pretty soon for the 20th anniversary of Harry Potter, the first film. And apparently she's not invited.
She's not in agreement with the transsexuals, so...
Yes.
And she's...
And her cast doesn't think that's right, so they're kind of canceling her out, right?
Yeah. They want to give back all that Harry Potter money, too, while they're at it? Bet not.
That's a bummer, you know, that she made these people famous, made them a lot of money.
She made those bitches famous.
She just believes that a woman is a woman, a woman is a woman, and if you're a transgender, hey, it's all good if you're a man and want to be a woman, that's all good.
Yeah, it's all good for you, Steve.
But you're still like, if you're a man and want to be a woman, great, you turn into a woman, but you're really still a man. You're always going to be a man, no matter what you do. You can put on all kinds of makeup, chop your wiener off, whatever you want to do, but you were born a certain way, and that's the way you're always going to be. You can act a different way, but you're always going to be a certain way, and that's just the way it is, right, Eddie?
I agree. You're either male or female.
Now, don't get me wrong and cancel me out, because, hey...
Once again, these opinions are those of Steve and not the M25 show. Steve only, folks. Anybody can
be what they want to be. It's all good. But you are what you were born. That's just it. You know, you could change and do whatever you want, but, hey... We talked about this where... Eddie, what was it, Eddie? Remember you were going to coach wrestling? Girls wrestling, and then there was a guy that wanted to be a woman.
I don't recall that.
He beat your whole team.
I don't recall ever being the...
You don't remember that? When you were coaching college wrestling, girls wrestling?
No.
And then a dude from another college came and he beat your whole team?
His name was Steve Renfro.
Oh. No, but anyway, she wasn't invited because I think they're canceling her out. You know, 20 years ago, Harry Potter's first movie came out. And they're having to get together with all the actors and everything.
Damn, was it really 20 years ago? Jeez.
Yes.
Time for like a reunion?
They don't believe of her because she doesn't believe. What is it, Trent? What is it when you change? When say you're a man and you want to be a woman.
You transition.
Evolution.
No, but transsexual? Is that what it
is? Yeah, that's what you become.
Evolution?
Okay. Evolution. She thinks transsexual women are not the same as a real woman. That's her beliefs.
They're not.
Yeah, correct. But that's her beliefs, and that's an uproar to other people who think it's a jab at the trans... What is it called? Can't even remember. Transsexuals. Transsexuals, like, you know, that's a bad... They're saying a bad thing about transsexuals, but she's not. She's just saying, hey, a woman is a woman that was born a woman, and if you weren't born a woman, but you're a woman now, it's not the same.
So Jenner?
Bruce Jenner?
Is he a male or a female?
Well, he's a female, but he's a male. He's a female. Well, he was born a male. He's always going to be a male, but he's transitioned to a female, which means he's changed his body to be a female. But you know what? I was thinking about that. You could change your body. You can cut your wiener off and do all this, but you don't have the reproductive parts of a woman.
Right.
You don't have what made you a woman. I mean, you could do all that stuff and that surgery, make boobs come out of you and put makeup on, but you don't have what, you know, made you a woman, and vice versa. You can't produce sperm the other way. You know, you're a chick and you get a wiener put on you. All right, yeah, you're a man now. Good. You can't shoot a big load like me. I eat elderberry tablets every day. Now, you can eat them too, but you're not going to produce semen. Nothing against you. I all great that you want to be a dude.
Is that why you eat the
elderberries?
You're
never going to outshoot me, huh?
Is that why you eat the elderberries?
Yeah, in case a transsexual wants to try to outshoot me. I'm gonna take him, Eddie. I'm gonna outshoot him.
Do you need him? Do you need him from the tree?
DM25 show challenge.
Yes, any transsexuals that are listening are really mad at me right now.
Steve,
if you were born a woman and now you're a man, Steve challenged you to a shooting competition.
You get elderberries. You get elderberries from a tree or from a jar.
I get it from a jar, Eddie. I'm not an animal. Okay, I go to the store and I use my money to buy stuff. I don't go hang in a tree and eat fruit off a tree. Okay.
You don't need it from the tree that way. You take it off the tree, then you eat it.
Would be better for you. Imagine
Eddie's insinuating that I go hang in a tree and pick fruit and eat it while I'm hanging in a tree, and I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna stand for it, Eddie.
I'm just saying. Imagine what fresh elderberries would do instead of all the processed stuff that.
Yeah, but you can't trust it. You don't know if somebody pissed on it or something. You gotta be careful, Eddie.
Well, that's why you wash it.
Yeah, but you gotta be careful. See, right there, elderberry, right there. I've been eating those for the past few years, but I stopped for a while. And I remember I told you I had that problem where, when I was taking care of myself, not that much came out, like a drop came out, and I was like, "Holy shit!" Now I couldn't go to the doctor because how are you supposed to explain to the doctor?
Well, get to a man doctor. He'll kind of understand. You know.
If he looks at you and go, "I've never heard of this in my life," then I'm really gonna feel bad.
He said it's ED.
ED. Erectile dysfunction.
I don't have erectile dysfunction. Everything gets hard and solid.
I told you, you overused it, okay? You know, you gotta.
Is that why that muscle on the top of my waist was hurting a little bit? Because it was trying to pump too much?
If you want to believe that, yeah.
Got a groin pull?
I think I pulled a groin masturbating.
Now, see, we go to a doctor, that'll be, that's the first time for that.
Oh, man. But anyway, poor JK. Sorry, JK Rawlings. You made a lot of people rich.
And they all turned their back on you.
Famous. You know what? I've never seen the Harry Potter movie.
Me neither. But I still feel for the lady. Steve read all the books. All the people we made famous on our show. And then they turn our backs on us because I want to outshoot a transsexual.
Like, is that why Will's not here anymore?
he gave up. He was hurt.
You outshot Will?
Yeah, I outshot Will. Yeah, I shot it on his back.
What would you do if you lost?
We were supposed to video that, but we never did.
Steve, what would you do if you lost?
To a transsexual?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. There'd be big problems, Eddie.
You lose the chest.
I would have to check to see if there was a line he put in there with milk shooting out, because there's no way.
Steve's going to challenge Chaz Bono.
What if he had one of those episodes where you just shot out one little drop?
Well, Eddie, if I shot a little drop, I should win. That's what I'm saying. They can't produce semen. Eddie, listen to me. That'd be like, Eddie, can you produce ovaries?
No.
Can you produce eggs?
Can you produce eggs or anything?
No.
If a woman challenged you to do it and you won, wouldn't you be freaked out?
A woman challenges Eddie to the
pregnant first.
A woman challenges Eddie to the biggest period.
I would definitely lose.
Eddie would have to put one of them tampons in his anal cavity. It blows up and it gets stuck.
I would definitely lose.
Call Alberto and Will to come help tow it out.
Yeah, that's your job there, Steve.
And imagine if you had a tampon towed out of your ass.
Eddie forgot
to take it out and it gets all big and hard in there.
Don't they use those for boxers during fights? Stick up their noses?
A tampon?
Yeah.
I think they just use cotton, Eddie. I don't think they go to the store and go to the tampon aisle.
Maybe the nose gets really busted up.
Yeah, I guess so. If it really gets busted up, guys, then they go for the Tampax. Isn't that pretty big?
A tampon?
They got the little small ones.
Oh, they do? Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Alberto.
You haven't changed? Oh, whatever.
It's like a suppository.
I haven't. I was going to say something, but it's going to expose our work, so I'm not going to say it.
No, I don't look at sizes and stuff. I do what I gotta do and get the hell out of there.
Get out of that aisle.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, too heavy. Hey, do women really like to be spanked on the ass playfully and sexually? Or do they do it for their guy?
I think some girls like it.
And why do you think they like it? Because it's is it a kink thing, a role play thing, or why would you, like, if somebody spanked you, Eddie, you wouldn't like it, would you?
Hell no.
Okay, well, why would a woman like it, especially if she's like on over your knee or on all fours or whatever, and you're just spanking the butt cheek, and you know, and she likes it, and she's a more harder.
I think they like it, a little bit of like it as well, like maybe like a little bit rough. You're playing rough with them. I think there's some girls that like it and some girls that don't. So
it's the rough play they like, or
I think so,
or is it the more they're I don't know. What would that be? That'd be like a dominant thing? Like they're being...
No, they're not dominant, but...
Being put in place?
Just like a... No. Just like a role play. Like, just...
Okay, so Eddie, let's put this in perspective. Okay, you're having sex with a girlfriend in the past or today, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you got her doggy style.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're doing your thing and you're having fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she looks around and she's all, you know, slap my ass. What the fuck's wrong with you? And, you know, mm-hmm. So you start slapping and you feel weird. But then she starts getting turned on and stuff. Do you feel weird back there? Because it's not something you do.
Slap it harder.
So you just get it. You just get into it.
And just give it a little lap, you know, love tap, you know.
What if she says do it harder? Okay, so yeah. She starts saying do it harder and Eddie, you're doing it hard. And she's all harder, and you're hitting her as hard as you can, and she turns around and goes, harder. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Eddie's hand is hurting.
Eddie's hand's bloody.
It's all red purple. And swollen.
I get my belt out.
Oh, man. Oh, you're going to do that Wild Bill thing, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right.
Man. No, but some women like that. I guess it's... Guys like it, too, and... I don't know. I guess it's always good when they both like it.
Right.
Could you imagine, Eddie, if you liked it and she didn't, and you're back there doing it and she's all pissed off,
mm-hmm.
and you're having a good time and she just wishes she wasn't there?
That wouldn't be good.
She turns around and punches Eddie in the face.
She turns around and says what she usually says, hurry up.
Are you done yet? I got stuff to do.
God.
That's what Steve hears a lot. Are you done yet?
Too much. Yeah, pretty funny, huh? Pretty damn funny.
Yeah, thanks for those middle fingers, man. I was just trying to help out the people.
What are you trying to do?
We were having problems with Facebook, so I go, you know what? Go to the YouTube if anybody was there looking for the show.
Oh, that's what you did?
Yes. Can't you read?
I don't see it.
Yeah, sure.
I don't see it. I have it pulled up right now. I don't see nothing.
It's not a post on the video. It's a post before the video.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Jeez.
So I'm supposed to see that, huh?
Yes. Or you just flipped me off for nothing.
Okay, since Alberto made a big stink about things that he posts that he just thinks that we just look at and ignore, uh-huh. Why don't you read one of your fascinating stories that you post on our GroupMe that people are very, very, very much missing out on?
Well, what do you want? You want to do more urine, or you want to do drinking in the Coliseum?
More urine? There's another urine story?
Yes. Well, it involves urine.
Well, let's keep it going, man.
I'll read the headline from Detroit. Woman opens fire on driver at close range. She reportedly thought the driver was recording her while she urinated.
Oh, man. Where was she peeing at?
Outside somewhere. It says, a woman in Detroit, Michigan sent a barrage of bullets flying at a driver of a vehicle last week. She thought... The individual was recording her while she urinated. The suspect, who has not been identified, was caught on surveillance video committing the shocking crime outside a liquor store. So she's outside a liquor store. I guess
pull down her pants and go.
Police said that the suspect was relieving herself in the parking lot when she casually turned around and opened fire on a silver Kia Rio.
In the parking lot? Man, no shame, huh? Man.
Shit, what was this, in Arkansas?
Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Much, much worse. As the shots rang out, the driver was fortunately able to speed away unharmed.
Man. Well, she must have been good looking.
You're probably shocked. He slowed down.
Would you stop Eddie and take a picture?
No, I don't think I would.
You know, this should serve as a warning to one of us here who likes to take pictures of people. You know, one day you're gonna get shot at.
Well, wait a minute here. There's a difference of taking pictures of people and then taking pictures of them when they're peeing.
Or taking pictures of them in public.
Okay, just to say we knew somebody on the show that would take pictures of hot chicks without them knowing.
Yeah. Okay. We'll say nothing this person, Mr. S.
Yeah, we'll say that. Mr. S or whatever. He take pictures of hot chicks and they don't know it. Kind of sneaky pictures, you know? Versus taking pictures of hot chicks when they're bending down pissing.
I saw a picture, you know, from the surveillance video. This one looked like a hot woman.
Oh, she wasn't?
No.
Or she was?
I don't think so.
So I mean, somebody had the nerve. We don't have
a mugshot or anything, but... And the driver of the car denies that she was taking... It was another woman that she was taking a video of her, so...
Oh, a woman was taking a video of a woman?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe they were lesbians.
No.
Or maybe the driver was a lesbian. Well,
the driver says that wasn't what's happening, so...
Oh, what was she taking a video for then?
She wasn't
playing hip-hop or...
The driver has denied that she was recording the suspect while she urinated.
That's Who said she was? The suspect thought she was.
I mean, you know, she's taking a piss, and then, you know, I guess she turns around, she sees somebody in a car with, like, I guess, holding the phone, and you go, oh, my God, you know, she's videoing me, so, she took a shot, or at least five of them.
I don't even get this. So, first of all, we got a woman fucking crotching in the parking lot, taking a piss, and she's worried about somebody videoing her when she's breaking the law, pissing in public.
I guess so.
She get a ticket?
The pisser? Yeah. No, I mean she's unidentified at the moment, so.
Oh.
I guess she got away.
Well, I guess we could thank Eddie for the golden shower show. Good job, Eddie. Good job. This goes back when Eddie's. This is Eddie's meat. This is what Eddie was brought up on. Remember, Eddie?
No.
Did you stop doing that stuff?
I never did. Never started.
Showering with your ladies and, you know, pulling a fast
yeah.
one.
Yeah, well, at least Eddie does it, you know, in the privacy of his own shower. You know,
imagine if he did it in public like that singer from, was it Brass? Brass Against?
At least when I did it, it's consensual.
If we ever have a live Christmas show, we'll do that, you know. Especially with Eddie's shower.
Eddie pulls a fan out of the crowd. Pisses all over him.
Well, not all of them. Just on the leg.
Oh, you just like a dog. You can piss on their legs.
Well, no, that's what Eddie used to aim for—the leg.
Don't you say baseball players do that? They piss on their feet to.
That's right, athlete's foot.
But it's good for athlete's foot.
Damn, I think just go to salt. Put salt water on it.
Just got some Motrin, man. Get that tenactin spray.
Yeah.
Why be sick?
What's up, Michael Schwartz? I don't know. I don't know. Let me see. Well, Alberto's got news. I got news, too.
I got another story.
Oh, can I go first? Okay, let me see here. Well, I guess I don't have the story. But
attaboy.
Is it the one about Tom Selleck?
No.
Ohio man steals Tom Selleck's mustache for Movember.
What?
Did you hear about that one?
No.
Yes. The story was taken down because Tom Selleck put a hold on it.
Huh?
It says a man from Ohio.
Okay.
Steals Tom Selleck's mustache
off his face
for Movember. I don't know. I guess is it Mustache November or something?
It says Movember now for mustache. It used to be called No Shave November, but I guess people don't want to grow beards. I guess they do it, you know, for men's health, prostate, or whatever. Awareness, so you don't shave for a month, you know.
That even makes it worse if you have a bad prostate and then you're just all bushy faced.
It's not that you have a bad prostate, you know, to raise awareness. You know how you know how in October everybody wears pink to raise awareness for breast cancer. So you know, in November, men don't shave.
I think that's stupid.
Okay,
that's it. I just think it's stupid. Very dumb. Can guys get any dumber?
I'm sure.
Oh,
Eddie, have you got your annual Since you get a certain age, you got to go every day, right?
Every day. Maybe you do. Maybe you do.
Yeah, I think Steve got lied to.
I think once you hit a certain age, they say you got to go every day to get a prostate exam.
I think Steve's doctor just likes Steve too much.
Likes it that much, Steve.
No, Steve got that woman doctor. You know,
oh, jeez. But have you had your annual thing? Are you good to go? Like, oh, you have it?
I have it.
You're supposed to get it like every few years once you hit a certain age?
What age is that?
I don't know. What age is that? Every
50.
55?
55? Damn, by that time, your ass is all screwed up, Eddie. I think when you hit 50, you got to start getting it every year, I believe.
So you're going for your first one?
Well, you're going every day, huh?
No, Eddie. Eddie, you know, I know you try to be funny on on Fridays. No, but seriously, I've had mine already. Have you? Also, yes. I'm mad enough to admit it.
I have.
Do you have them regularly, or is it every other year? Because you're a little bit ahead of me, so I don't know. Is it annually?
No, I haven't gone annually. I think it's every 5 years I go.
Have you gone anally?
Steve with the wordplay.
Hey, I just... Eddie, come on. Don't you guys think that's funny?
No.
Yeah, I'm glad Steve's having fun.
Eddie, have you... You go annually or anally? Oh my gosh! See, that's too okay. Alberto, you got another story?
Well, I got some breaking.
Does it have to do with piss?
I got some breaking news. But jury reaches verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder case. So,
did they already say it, or they just reached the verdict?
I think that we know they reached the verdict. I'm watching the news coverage. There's the judge. I don't think anything's been read yet. So, I mean, we might break it right here live on the M25 show.
Okay, well, while we're waiting.
So load up your guns, folks. We're going to have riots tonight.
Not here. Isn't it back east somewhere?
It doesn't matter, man. People want to burn shit everywhere.
Remember, what was it? When was it when the towns were getting burned down? Yeah. What was that from?
Fentanyl Floyd?
Oh, yeah, when Floyd got...
Let's see. He's standing, I guess, or reading it.
Uh-oh, here we go. We're going to get the verdict.
No audio. I'll read. Verdict read in Kyle Rittenhouse case.
Here we go, Eddie.
You guys keep talking. I'll let you know. Okay.
Eddie, you better get your gun out.
So we, the jury, find the defendant.
What do you think, Eddie? Guilty or not guilty?
I don't know. I think
you know who it is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That kid?
Mm-hmm.
What Alberto laughing for? He must be not guilty.
I'm laughing at Eddie's... I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the facts of the case. I don't know. All I know is he shot like
three people.
Couple people and wounded one, but...
Yes,
I don't know the.
You don't know.
Not guilty on all charges.
Yep, I didn't hear the testimony.
Okay. Really? Well, I hate to. I don't want to cause any more fire to the cities, but I'm going to give my take on it. I didn't know because everybody just said, "Oh, he just went out there to kill," but I didn't know he was out there with medical supplies and trying to help people, and it made me think that, hey, if people saw him. You know, maybe they could tell he was, I hate to say it, like a right winger maybe or whatever. Of course they're going to chase him down. Any right winger, if they thought you were a right winger. Yeah,
even if they think. I mean, don't even have to.
Yeah, they would. I mean, I will say this. He probably shouldn't have been there. And even if he wanted to help, it was just going to be trouble. But since he was there and he was there and... you'd have to have a gun because they would have killed them. They would have killed anybody that was in their way.
Yeah.
That wasn't with them fucking doing whatever they were doing, you know? And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I know some of the story now and it's like, okay, if he was there to help, I get it.
He was there, you know, he has family in the city and he, you know, they said he lived in across the state line, but I mean, it's, you know, it was a 20-minute drive for him to get from his house to where he was, and he was protecting a used car lot. Mm-hmm. They were expecting, you know, trouble, and you know they weren't counting the police. You know, some people went and were just hanging, you know, around the used car lot with guns.
Yes,
you know, saying, you know, stay away. I don't know how it all broke down and ended up, you know, people chasing him, you know, hitting him with a skateboard. And I guess somebody pointed a gun at him and, you know, he shot. And then that attracted more of a mob and, you know, more people. And then he had to shoot more. He shot three. I think he only killed one. I'm not sure exactly the numbers. I know three people were shot. I forget how many died.
I think he killed two and wounded one.
I think two died.
Two died and one wounded. Okay.
I get it. And before anybody that's listening or whatever gets all crazy with what we're talking about, like we're defending this person, it's hey, you know what? There's two sides to every story. One, he probably shouldn't have been there. It was probably the wrong place for him or anybody to be there, you know? They're saying he had a gun. Well, if I was there too, I'd have a gun too. First of all, I wouldn't even be there, but if I was, I would have a gun.
The people who didn't have shouldn't have been there were the rioters.
Yes, that is true. But the people who are for the rioters, they're going to say, well, this kid shouldn't have been there anyway because he shouldn't have drove 20 minutes to the place with a gun and whatever.
Yeah, we'll hear that he didn't drive with the gun.
His mom took him.
He went to his parents' house in Kenosha or... That, you know, he got it from his dad's house, so he didn't cross the lines with the gun.
Okay, but I'm just saying that people are going to say that that I'm defending him, and you know what, I'm not defend. He shouldn't have been there, but since he was there, of course I think he should have had a gun because he would have got killed.
Yep.
Or he would have got beat to a bloody pulp. You know. Now, for whatever reason he was there for, apparently he was there to help people medically or whatever he was doing. Whatever. But if put yourself in that same position, what would you do? Would you shoot back? If somebody was pulling a gun on you, would you shoot?
If there was a mob, you know, hitting me with a skateboard and, you know, I guess, you know, somebody coming around me with a gun. Yeah, I shoot too.
Now, for everybody the old
saying, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Yeah. But I will say this. If he went out there, he just started opening fire on people.
Yeah.
Fucking like with a machine gun and fucking taking out all kinds of people. Just get in a crowd and start twirling in a circle and shooting everybody he can.
Which some people make you want to believe actually happened, which didn't.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he just
no.
They chased him, he fell down.
That didn't happen. But that's what people would want you to believe.
Okay, but I'm saying if he did that, that's not right. You know, you're just going out shooting anybody, probably innocent people or what have you, right? But there's more to the story. Probably we don't know. And
I think it all came out in the trial. So
okay, well, whatever. He's not guilty. Shit, Jesus Christ! First of all, the kid shouldn't have been there. But he was there to do, if it's for good deeds or not good, whatever, he was there. Shit went down. There was people rioting. They shouldn't have been rioting, burning their own cities down. You know, they messed with the wrong kid.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. You know, don't fuck with people because you never know. That's when you're driving and you flip somebody off. You think you're badass and they come and they chase you down and shoot you. Yeah, you're not so badass now, are you?
Yep.
That's why you always got to be careful what you do. You pick a fight with somebody you think you can fuck up. You never know what they're going to pull out. A knife, a gun, maracas. Not maracas. Nunchucks. You know, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
That's
maracas too. Fuck it. Bring those out.
B.A. Baracas.
Yeah. Rittenhouse found not guilty on all charges. Well, you go. Well, let's see. Hopefully, everybody keeps calm.
Yeah, enjoy your curfew, folks.
Oh, man. Damn, Eddie.
Steve, were you there last year at the fortress when we had to barricade the doors?
Yeah, nothing even came down that way either.
Yeah,
just a lot of scared. Oh well. Anyway,
remain
just everybody
calm, people.
Be good. That's all. Just everybody be good. And
don't burn down your cities.
Yeah, stuff happens. You know. People shouldn't kill people. People shouldn't destroy things. And will it ever end?
Probably not.
But be smart. And if there's stuff like that, don't go there. Don't be there and part of that. I couldn't understand if there was a riot going on. And even if I was for it, for whatever the reason they're doing it, I don't even think I could be in that crowd because how do they know you're part of them? Are you part of the people that are like, mad and pissed off unless you're throwing fire and going, hey, look, I'm doing bad or whatever.
In that case, break a window, say all cops are pigs, and you know, man, scoot out of the way, man. You sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do to survive.
Out there waving a white flag.
Yeah, man. Yeah. they'll put that over your corpse right in the middle of the street.
Yeah, wear a white flag. That's right. That's like a red flag for a bull. They'll come right after you going, oh, this guy must be he's not with us. Hello, Henry Singleton. Henry Singleton, I wanted to talk to you. There was a picture you posted yesterday of somebody that I want on the show. Alberto, you know how I fall in love very easily, right?
Yes.
And I think I might. You know what? I got to be careful because I've been very
because you're
good
married?
At, you know, because I could fall in love, but I could still wear rubber to not have a lot of kids because I've learned from Eddie to be careful. You know, because I don't.
You learn from Eddie that pulling out doesn't always work.
Yes, and it really hurt my feelings one day when he told me he was going to get a Hummer. This was years ago, and he couldn't get it because he had to wait for the kids to be 18. Remember, Eddie? Remember you were going to get a Hummer?
Oh yeah.
Are you told me you wanted a Hummer back a long time ago?
And you got a Hummer, mm-hmm. right?
And you couldn't do it, Eddie, because you had to make sure to. Your financial situation, you needed to take care with all the kids.
I told you, Eddie, you got a bad lawyer there. I mean, I'm having to pay for the kids until 26.
Damn, they added an
it was always 26.
Oh, was it? I thought it was 18.
No, that was the problem with Eddie. I mean, it was, you know, all his kids are over 18, but he's still paying.
Well, Eddie, you know what they say.
Kids are forever.
If you want to play, you got to pay. Yeah, kids are forever, that's for sure. Oh my gosh. Well, I guess everybody, we got a verdict on the show today. We talked about golden showers. we had a pretty good show today. I'd like to thank Wendy. Oh, Wendy, did you talk about your other story?
You want the drunk of the Roman Colosseum?
A drunk? Well, Eddie might like this one.
Nothing but pissing on the show all day.
Man, that girl, she sure let a good one out on that guy's face, huh? That was a thick stream, too. God, man,
she wasn't properly hydrated. It was kind of syrupy.
No, it was like a water fountain. It's like imagine you had to pee real bad, like when you're drinking at the UCLA game.
She probably had a couple of 40s before the show.
Yeah, imagine holding it from UCLA Stadium, Rose Bowl, all the way home in traffic. And then you get home and you hit the toilet and it just goes, it's just fucking coming out hard. That's what happened to that guy's face. And she just pulled her panties and pants up like nothing. Kept singing. Yeah, she was singing, I think, when she was pissing. What's wrong, Alberto? Are they starting? Yeah.
Or if they are not, they're not on TV yet. So.
No,
it's after dark, man. Just they got to get their Molotov, you know, cocktails ready.
So what happened at the Coliseum?
Yeah, that was JoJo. Okay, we're gonna get to a story.
JoJo.
We'll talk about JoJo, not JoJo the clown. We're talking about JoJo the girl, the model. Hey, maybe I'll get JoJo the clown back to see if we can hook up with JoJo the model. Maybe he can.
Yeah, JoJo would not be angry. I want to see that happen.
Okay, Eddie, what are you praying?
No.
Okay, you should.
He's praying for Kyle.
Oh boy, everybody, it's going to be a mess. Okay, let's hear the drunken Roman.
Okay, this week, Italian police caught two American tourists who had taken it upon themselves to break into the Colosseum after dark. And they had climbed over high railings to get in and walked up the ancient steps to the second level of the building, the original way of entry for spectators. Before deciding that the famous arcs pointing towards this outward sort of city around it would be the perfect spot for a beer. Unfortunately for the men, the panoramic views of the ancient Rome were interrupted when a passerby noticed them and called the cops. The pair were picked up, walking back from the drinking session on the street that leads back to the city center.
So they got tired of climbing the stairs or what?
Why
would they drink it? They just carrying beers?
I guess so.
Usually when you go for a hike or along, you take water. I guess these guys were doing Eddie style.
They were on vacation, I suppose, right?
You got to relax.
Yeah, but you're going out hiking up those. That's a hard hike, isn't it?
Of the old stairs of the Colosseum? I mean,
this is the Roman Colosseum, right? Not the LA Colosseum.
Yeah, in Rome.
Yeah, this is like the steps where you gotta like grab up with two hands and pull yourself. This isn't like steps like at the LA Colosseum where you use your feet. You gotta climb up each step.
I don't know. I've never been there, so I don't know how steep those steps are.
I know.
You have not been to the Roman Colosseum.
I know about this. I've studied it.
Oh yes,
I studied it in school.
If you're doing that, I mean that place is old. I mean, you know, maybe you know, some of the steps are broken. They weren't giants back then.
Yes, they were. You never saw the Titans or something like that. Remember
the Titans? Looked like that in Gladiator.
Those guys who had
Didn't you see Gladiator?
That was fake. That wasn't real. No, that was not real.
It was based on a true story.
No, that was not. There's another movie that's for real where they had Zeus and everything,
yeah, it's a cartoon. No,
and the one with the girl with the snake in the hair, the snakes. Yeah, that was the Medusa. Real story. Yeah, Medusa. They showed all the people that were really there back in the day. Pegasus and all that.
Unicorns.
Well, there's no unicorns. That's out of control. They had the Pegasus though. There was really a Pegasus back in the day.
Yeah, sure. It got left on. Off North Ark.
Yes, because
they all drowned.
You're thinking of that Disney movie.
No, Eddie.
You're thinking of Hercules from Disney.
Look at, yeah. Pegasus was so famous, and he was left off the Ark for a reason. That's why he's on the mobile, the mobile gas station.
Why?
They honored him because nobody else would honor him.
You know, I think Steve's been drinking up the Roman Colosseum.
No, I'm just telling you facts. There's a lot of things that I know, and there's a lot of things that I don't know. This I know.
Okay, this forms in the latter, not the former. Things you don't know.
Yes, look it up. Google it. Pegasus. You'll find the real story. Unicorns? No, I'm not going to go with that because those are fake. Unicorns are fake, people. I mean, I know people like them and they think it's cute. But there is no horse with a thing in his forehead. Come on. Ridiculous.
There's just horses with wings.
Yes, there is.
With wings?
And then remember the little guy with the goat body? Remember that guy?
Yeah, I think maybe we should end the show early.
Is that the guy, the one that played the flute?
What are those called?
Yeah, that guy. Remember? I think, but this one played a flute.
What are they called? Minosaurus or something like that?
That Minosaurus? What's that? What are you talking about?
Isn't that what the horse and the half human is called?
Okay, you ever see that old cartoon Hercules?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you saw.
Yeah, remember the little guy, his friend, his buddy? He said, "Hey Herc, hey Herc." He called Hercules Herc. Well, he played a little flute.
Okay.
And that was based on books that they found in the old Roman Greek temples. So when they would decode it, it was really whatever that thing's called, the goat body and the man. He actually played a little flute.
What's it called? Is it a Minnesota? Yeah,
there he is. He didn't have a beard, though.
What's it called over him?
It was before puberty.
Yeah, he was still a little guy.
What's it called?
What is he called? What is that called, Alberto? That guy?
I don't know.
It doesn't have a name for him?
There's a hope. There's a goat man.
Okay. Goat man. There you go. Eddie, what did you call him? That sounded more like what it's called.
Minnesaurus.
A manosaurus? Mm-hmm. A manosaurus? Half man, half dinosaur?
Oh, here's your guy.
Yeah, there's him right there. Is that from the cartoon?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he had the horns, though. But that looked like him happy and everything. Yeah, the little guy, he didn't have horns, but he had like a little flute and he'd play it. Check it out on YouTube, the old cartoon from the 60s. Oh, no.
That's a more grown up.
Get that. Now you're getting out of control.
Hey, I didn't draw it.
This guy, goat, have a suit on. A three-piece suit.
Yeah, oh, he had to grow up.
Look what Henry... Hey, let's read this. Henry's got some... The Faun. Latin. Faunus. Ancient Greek. I can't read that shit. Let me see. Faunus. Pronounced Paunus? Is a mythological half-human, half-goat creature appearing in Roman mythology. See, I told you guys.
The Faun. That was in that movie.
That was in Happy Days.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? Is that Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? They were in those movies, too.
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, he needs the body, though.
Oh, boy.
See how they show that guy? He's playing a flute?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But a goat body.
He needs the goat body, yes.
Looks fruity.
I told you it was in the Roman temples. They used to draw on the caves.
Okay, but we're talking about... No, that would be the Greek temples.
No.
Hercules was a Greek god, okay?
Listen to me. This is where things got messed up in history. This is, yeah. This is why things didn't go
right. This is where things got messed up in your head.
Look, I'm going to try to get a hold of Faun and see if we can get him on as a guest. That's what I'm going to see. Oh, man. The Faun. Oh, he's even called the Faun.
The Faun.
I wonder if that's how they got the Fauns.
What do you think?
Because remember the Fauns, he'd snap his fingers?
Yeah.
Well, the Faun, he would just blow a little whistle. I bet you they're connected somehow. The Faun was cool back in the day, and so was Fonzie.
Fonzarelli. Pancho Fonzarelli. What's his name? Arthur Fonzarelli.
All right, we'd like to thank our guest, Wendy Lynn, fitness coach and model, for coming on the show and getting a little personal, huh, Eddie? I thought she was going to, you know, not everybody has to get that deep into their past life, you know, and that was pretty brave of her. And go to all her social media platforms on Instagram and Facebook. Apparently, she has a TikTok too and Twitter. We'll post all those in the comment box on Facebook. So if you're watching on YouTube or listening on the podcast, you'll have to go to our Facebook page called Steve Eddie Alyssa Alberto. Nobody will ever understand why we named that page that. I've explained it 100,000 times.
I still don't get it.
It's the Faun's fault.
Because we couldn't name it the M25 show because it's a personal page. It has to be a name. So as far as they know, the name is Steve Alberto, and our middle name is Eddie and Alyssa, as far as Facebook's concerned. I tried to name it the M25 show, and it said, nope, you got to name it a real name, because you can only do that on a public figure page.
I should have said your dad was Elon Musk. You know, that's what he named me, the M25 show. It was his first car.
I don't think Elon and Zuckerberg get along.
Oh,
so you think so?
I think they're going to do that celebrity fighting match or boxing fight. Right?
In space.
Oh, Lord, man. Nobody's going to get hurt.
Who'd win?
I don't know. The punches would be so light, Eddie. I think they'd be laughing like little kids. All right, let's get out of here. Oh, we're on vacation.
We are?
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving next week.
Right now?
It's Thanksgiving. We're going to take it off. It's Thanksgiving. Shit.
We can't take an hour and a half out of our turkey? We should have like a Thanksgiving feast right here, the three or four of us. We can get Alyssa back.
Just eat?
Yeah, just eat on the...
Eat live on the show?
Yeah.
I guess people are into that. Food fetish.
Food fight.
Eddie, would you piss on a whole turkey that's already been cooked?
No.
If you do that, maybe we'll have a show.
Maybe if it was live.
You piss on a live turkey?
Oh, that thing pecks Eddie's dick away.
Oh.
It thinks it's a worm.
Chunk out of it.
It thinks it's a worm.
Damn, imagine having to go to the doctor with the turkey latched on. You got lockjaw on your dick. Oh, you have to carry the turkey in the car to the doctor. They have to get the jaws of life to get the turkey's mouth off your dick. All right, everybody, be safe on this weekend and Thanksgiving week, and eat hearty, be thankful.
We'll be back proud in December.
To wave your American flag like Wendy and all of us, and be a proud American, right, Eddie?
Yes, sir. Give thanks,
and we will be back. Who knows? We'll be back in December.
December 2nd.
December 2nd, Alyssa comes back.
She better, otherwise we get canceled.
She'll be back. She said she's coming back on the 2nd of December. So we'll be back, all of us together, back again, and start off December month I don't know what we're doing for a Christmas show, but we're going to start doing setting something up. Don't know yet what. And sorry, Eddie, I missed your birthday. I know it must have been Alberto's too, but nobody lets me know anymore. Eddie, I think last year we had Stefania for you.
Well, last time he saw Stefania, I mean, it didn't end well for Eddie.
Oh, that's when she thought the camera's off and she started giving her boyfriend head. Remember that, Eddie, on live stream?
It was actually last year's Christmas show.
Time to go.
That was embarrassing for Eddie.
Time to get out of here.
I think she even swallowed.
It ruined Eddie's Christmas.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I said I'm sorry, Stefania.
Hey, was she here?
No, but you never know who's watching. Out of all days, it could be she just popping on to say, hi, guys, I love you guys, and I'm talking about swallowing.
On the last minute of the show, she shows up.
Out of all year, she decides to pop in right now. Okay, we're going to get out of here. So we'll see you guys December 2nd, 2021. All of us will be back together.
Oh, we're not taking a whole year off?
No, man. What do you mean a whole year? We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Okay. So you can December 2nd
or December 22nd?
December 2nd.
Not 22nd.
No. Why would we come back right before Christmas?
Take a whole month off and just come back just before Christmas?
Yeah. We'll figure it out. We'll be back December 2nd and back on Thursdays. We'll be back on Thursdays, Eddie. Remember that. Put that in your planner book.
Sounds good. Put it in my ledger.
Yeah, write it in your Heath Ledger.
Write in your wall calendar.
Yes. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Have a good Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Happy holidays.
Go Bruins.
Cracking.
Nothing. Just hanging out.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.